أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما من أوتي كتابه وراء ظهره فسوف يدعو ثبورا ويصلى سعيرا. In the previous ayat we had read that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said that man is meant for hard work in this world. In another ayat also Allah Ta'ala says that man has been created in kibar. That is also in hard work, and it also refers to the liver. That the liver, when a person is active and is working, then it functions properly, and that is very important for the good health of a person. So in this world, Allah Ta'ala has put a person for this hard work. And accordingly then, will he get his returns on the day of Qiyamah. There will be those people that we had read yesterday who will be given their kitab, their record of deeds in their right hand. And these people will be extremely happy, and they will know that they are going to Jannah, and their reckoning will be also a very light one. That Allah just will look at the reckoning and not even go into it. Now, nothing Allah will go into any details, as it comes in a hadith that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what is hisabin yaseera, that is an easy reckoning. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah just looks at that record of deeds and passes it. He doesn't open it, he doesn't go into any details. And that which is open, that person will be taken to task. That person cannot get saved if his record of deeds are open. And then that person after that will enter into Jannah, where with all his family and friends he will enter. That Namath also Allah will bless him with. Whoever his friends and family were, he will be with them there. However, on the other hand, on this journey towards Allah Ta'ala, and this journey which is not an easy journey, it is a tough and difficult one. And there will be those people then, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِ. اور جس کو ملا اس کا اعمال نامہ پیٹھ کے پیچھے سے. Those that will be given the record of deeds from behind their backs. This is explained like there will be those people that their hands will be fastened at the back. And so they can't be given their record of deeds in front. So it will be given at the back and in the left hand. And also it is explained that these are those people that the malaika also won't want to see their faces also. They will hate them so much for disbelieving Allah and for all the kufr and shirk and all the sins that they had committed, that they won't want to look at them also. So they will just give them the record of deeds from the back. And those who receive the record of deeds from the back, their condition will be so pitiable for themselves also. فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُوا ثُبُورًا. So wo pukarega maut, maut. They will also call on death, that we must die now. When they will see that what punishment they are going into now, and what difficulties and humiliation and difficulties they are suffering, they will also make dua and shout out loudly that death must come upon us. Maut must come upon us. But of course it's quite clear that there is no maut there. Then there will be life eternally. وَيَسْلَى سَعِيرًا or parega aadme, and then he will be made to enter into, he will fall into the burning and blazing fire of Jahannam. All this is part of that azab. Further is explained more how he was living in this world. Yeah, he did not care anything. He was just happy with what he was doing. His disbelief, he never checked about his iman or anything. So from these ayat, it is a lesson for us also to learn. And that Allah has been kind and he has blessed us with this iman. We don't have to acquire it, so to say. We have to safeguard it. That is all. And we have to go with this iman from this dunya. And we have to worry about our family, friends, about other people. In fact, the whole of mankind was the responsibility of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He was sent to the whole of mankind. not only to the Arabs or anyone else, or not only to the pious people, but the whole of mankind. So we must be very concerned about ourselves, our family, our community, of everyone. And whichever way, whatever effort we do, that how can everyone get saved from Jahannam, which is no easy place whatsoever. That we just take it lightly and we don't think about it. Well, those who are going to Jannah will go to Jannah. Those who are going to Jahannam will be going to Jahannam. It's not a matter like that. It is the most serious and important matter. And it's also not a matter of just working and satisfying and doing things for our nafs. But that we should do everything for the pleasure of Allah. That Allah must be pleased with us. Not do it, even perhaps make namaz, so we get barakah in our lives. It is permissible, but we should do it. That is the command of Allah, that Allah be happy. We read Ayatul Kursi in the morning at night, but if we reading it for our protection. We should read it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah will give us our protection also and much more. But if we're doing all these things just for ourselves, for our nafs, that we must be alright, then that we will be doing our harm. We should try and come to that. Allah give us all tawfiq that whatever we do it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and accept us and save us, our children, our progeny and the whole of mankind from Jahannam. And that we make an effort that Iman becomes common in the whole world. Wa akhiru da'wana.